Rival Rails, the race to build America's greatest transcontinental railroad, by Walter R. Borneman, narrated by Norman Dietz. Copyright 2010 by Walter R. Borneman. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Random House, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Railroad Battleground. Among my earliest memories are those of being down at the railroad depot with my grandfather, watching the trains come in. It was the 1950s, and I wish I'd realized then what an era was passing before my eyes. I grew up dreaming of airplanes and space travel, but my fascination with railroads never left me. Ironically, 50 years later, there's been a great resurgence in America's dependence on rails. It'll never be the same as the Santa Fe Super Chief, of course, or the California Zephyr that I rode west from Chicago with Grandpa and Grandma, but America's commerce still rides the rails. No more so than on the direct Los Angeles to Chicago super route across the American Southwest. Much has been written about America's first transcontinental railroad, but driving the Golden Spike at Promontory Summit in 1869 signaled merely the beginning of the transcontinental railroad saga. The pre-Civil War notion that only one rail line would cross the continent vanished on the prairie winds. The rest of the country was suddenly...